Carbondale was paid a visit on Thursday morning by Green Party presidential candidate Howie Hawkins. His focus is an aggressive plan to convert the nation to clean energy.
And Hawkins wants this done with zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030.
I got a little beef with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she took the Green New Deal and watered it down. She took out the ban on fracking and they extended the deadline from 2030 to 2050. And they left out the part about transferring resources from the military-industrial complex to green economy.
And as far as the fossil fuel workers who would lose their jobs under the plan, Hawkins' new Green Deal would help them.
For the fossil fuel workers, they need a just transition. So we're calling for 5 years guaranteed income and benefits as they make the transition. We don't think it'll take that long because there are so many jobs to be created.
On immigration.
I don't think borders should be like Jim Crow lines. We have treated Mexican labor and now Central American labor. We let them in when we need the labor and then we push them back when we don't. When we do the Green New Deal, I'm working on a budget with a political economist who's probably the foremost expert in the country on the amount of investment and jobs created when we rebuild all the sectors. And at this point, the budget shows 23 million jobs, 6 million in manufacturing. And this requires about a $2 trillion annual investment for 20 years. If you take the highest measure of unemployment, counting everybody discouraged, part-time, wanting full-time, as well as those formerly unemployed that are counted, 15.6 million unemployed. Now, that's a lot more than Trump will tell you the number is. But that's a lot less than 22 million. So we should welcome people here to come help us do that. And they come in, they don't have legal status, so they're easily exploited. And that hurts all workers because it's a divide and conquer strategy. What I want to see is like within the European Union, open borders. You, at the border, you check in. They make sure you're not wanted or on some warrant. And if not, you can come in, you can shop, you can work, you can reside, you can, you know, recreate, you know, just be a tourist and let people go back and forth. I think that's what we need to do to deal with the immigration problem. And we better get humane about it quick because business as usual climate scenario says hundreds of millions of climate refugees by 2050.
I'm Kevin Boucher.